Yeah, I think you guys are tired of seeing me.
No, not at all.
Okay. Just let me know when. I can stay home.
Our number one qualifier in pro stock motorcycle, Jerry Savoie. His second number one qualifying position of the year, second consecutive coming to Gainesville. His 10th of his career from the 6.824 second pass at 196.24 miles per hour that he set yesterday. You know, Jerry, we talked about yesterday about the conditions. It was a little smuggy out there today. Were you guys happy with what you were working on today going into race day tomorrow?
Yeah, we felt confident in round three, and then went on in and ran a 91. Well, come to find out when I got on the other end, well, the bike did all kind of crazy stuff, and I couldn't figure out why. And had a hole in the front of the belly pan about that big around. I picked up something on the track, and we told Safety Safari to check it out and see what it was. I don't know if they found it, but hit it at about middleway through second gear, and bike got all shook up. And look, you know, on that Suzuki, if you miss a shift point by 150 RPMs, or if any disturbance, getting the seat too hard or anything, it just knocks the wind out of it. So something like that, you know, affected the bike big time. But in round four, we kind of stepped it up a little bit and ran with the rest of them. We didn't improve, but conditions wasn't as good. And, we'll be okay.
Did that give you any concern going into tomorrow, or are you pretty confident with race day?
No, I'm pretty confident. Tim's got a good handle on this thing. This thing is, you know, he told me over the winter, he said, your bike is a machine. He said, it's just predictable. You make a change, it responds, you know, and that's what you want to see in a race bike. It's when you start taking fuel away or adding fuel, adding timing and whatnot, and it don't respond. So then you're pulling your hair out of your head. You don't know if it's a wiring problem, ignition problem, you know, fuel or whatever. So then you start throwing monkey wrenches at it, and it doesn't improve, so then you got a problem. But this thing is really good. We've been struggling with LE's bike, changed engines, and this pass, a gear broke on a vacuum pump. So, I mean, it just, you know, just little gremlins. But for us, we feel good.
Good questions? Jacob?
Jacob Zimmer, Performance Motor Sports Network. Man, it seems like all the number one qualifiers are liking to do this kind of in consecutive races. You guys have, you know, we talked yesterday a little bit. You found the speed recently. Is there any one thing that you feel like has aided you and aided your team into this uptick for you guys the last few races?
Yeah, if I had to say one most important thing, well, you know, you got the engine and whatnot, Vance and Hines and that, but most important is a man that works for you as your friend and family, a drag racing family, and I got one hell of a crew chief. That boy works his butt off. He loves this. He loves going fast. He loves being number one, and he works hard. And, you know, if I do a better job, we win races. It's all about me then. So I would say that's the big, most important factor, is having a good crew chief and a good team too, because those guys have to follow up. But hard work over the winter is really important.
Skip.
Jerry, so.
I'd like to kind of say one thing before you come up. Did I tell you this yesterday about the church and the sign in front of the church and whatnot?
No, I don't.
I told somebody this morning. Many years ago when I was a truck driver, I saw a sign in front of a church, and it said lead. I told that to Jack. It said lead in the seat of one's pants will never turn to gold. Okay?
Yeah.
So if you think you're going to get on a pro stock motorcycle and come out here and do whatever all winter and decide to work on it the week before, mm-mm. You can see these guys out here who's working hard. You know, there's several of them now. And you just got to stay ahead of the game or you will fall behind. So that's tip of the day.
So it's safe to say you took your pants to a dry cleaner to get the lead taken out, right?
Oh, hell no. I ain't never had no lead in my pants, man. I've been having gold in there since I was 5 years old, cutting grass, pushing longboards, saying, Mr. Walter, can I cut your grass? And how much, little Jerry? $1? Go ahead, boy. You can have it. So I never forget that day. I was actually 6 years old.
Okay, the real question.
Okay.
Yesterday's weather, today's weather. Which one do you want for tomorrow?
Honestly?
Yes.
It really don't matter. I can't help what's going to happen tomorrow. I've learned this from my crew chief. Focus on what is here today. You can't predict what's for tomorrow, because if you go to bed thinking tonight the temperature is going to drop 10 degrees, the water grains are going to come up, this and that, and you get all that in your mind, and then you come to race day and you're like, well, hell, that ain't nothing like I thought about. You know, it's totally different. So whatever happened here, tomorrow's a whole new ball game. And the good guys, the tuners, you know, the real good guys, they pick it out, man. They know.
Okay, so let me change one word. Which weather does your crew chief want tomorrow?
Oh, he wants hot and muggy. Hot and muggy and wet and all kind of good stuff.
Not wet. Let's keep it dry.
Well, and I don't mean like rain wet, but I mean a lot of water grains.
I haven't looked over the numbers from the last round, really, but I know in the third round, the Harley seemed to have low ET by a mile. And I know that's when you got your fairing punch.
Right.
Do you feel like you lost a chance to see where you measured up against them for that kind of weather?
No, I don't. Round four tells you. You know, we missed a little bit on 60 and a couple little things, but... for the most part, they went 84s, we went 84. So, you know, and I'll say this again. We get in our pit and start worrying about what the Harleys are doing, then it distracts us from what we can do. So as good drag racers and mentally, crew chief and mentally for myself and whatnot, and Jeremy and Steve and whatnot, you know, we worry about ourselves. So let them guys run 81s on race day. I mean, look at me in Gainesville. Went number one qualifying, went to sleep. I packed a lunch and a supper on the starting line. So it all is different on race day. And God will bless whoever, or all of us, to keep us safe. And whoever wins, wins, man. We just do our best. Man, it'd be great, because, you know, for a couple of years there, I was pretty badass in Las Vegas. And I'm like, am I ever going to win one in Vegas? Well, last year we did it. So, nothing personal to other tracks, but Charlotte and Vegas, man, you win both of those. It's a good deal. The facility, the people, everything's beautiful here. Especially at four wide, because a lot of mental things are going on to other riders and stuff. Hell, third round, I'm up there and I'm bumping. I've got to come up a little further, because last year I staged on the back wheel and I realized I was on the back wheel, so I had to back out. And the guy said, tell Jerry, don't play with the lights. But I went on in there and my light wouldn't come on. And I rolled and I rolled and I rolled. And I'm like, and if you any of you saw it, you saw me. I went, my damn light ain't coming on. What's wrong? Because lane four hadn't staged either. Lane one and two was staged. But lane three and four hadn't stayed. So, and lane two backed out. So I rolled in, and the light still didn't come on. I said, what the hell? And I looked next to him, and I said, oh, I'm in lane three. I was in lane two, I'm sorry. And I was looking at the wrong ball. Okay. This time I went lane three, and I looked at the third ball. So it'll mess with you. If you heard out here today, a bunch of them got on the rev limit before the last bike even staged. And a couple of them were the Harley boys. So, you know, like I said yesterday, Andrew told me over here, he said, I don't know why I did that. Well, it's all mental.
Is this considered an important racetrack to not to win here? Is it like a milestone for a lot of drivers?
I think so. You know, look, you've heard this story before. It's kind of boring to some and not others, but I only dream of winning one race. And if I won Vegas and I won here and win Indy and then to win a championship, The only other milestone I wish I could do would be Gainesville, because I'm an alligator foreman. But I mean, what else can you ask for? You know, it'd be great.
Jerry, I'm only going to mention it because you mentioned Gainesville a little while ago. But round one, you have Stevie J again.
Oh yeah, cool.
How do you feel about that?
Well, you got three other bikes up there, so you know it don't matter. Race your lane and do your best. We'll see. See what happens. I don't let anything that happened in the past get in my mind. So hopefully I flag this out, kick his ass. That's
go
what
ahead,
I want to do.
Yeah.
So.
Perfect. Great. Thank you very much, Jerry. Good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thanks to you guys, and we'll see y'all.